The Los Angeles Rams are your 2017 NFC West champions. Welcome to Rams Report. I'm Miles Simmons, joined by DeMarco Farr. Indeed, it wasn't easy, but the Rams were able to come away with a 27-23 victory over the Tennessee Titans to win the NFC West for the first time since 2003.
That's a scrappy bunch down there in Tennessee. I mean, they're still alive in the playoff hunt, so yeah, you knew it was going to be a battle. A lot of people, myself included, were happy that turned into one of those type games, a hard-fought victory for the Rams, because it's going to prepare you for the postseason. But yeah, great. Euphoric. When, you know, the clock ticked down to zero, you had more points than they did. You were crowned champions. To seeing those guys walk off the field one by one with that, you know, that smile on their face, the elation was just great. But yeah, they've earned it. Everything. I mean, to get to this point, to call yourself champions, I mean, you've earned it from training camp to now, so it was awesome.
No question. And I think you just have to mention the fact that Sean McVay, you know, one of the youngest head coaches ever to be hired, especially in the modern NFL era, now he is the youngest head coach to take a team to the playoffs, so big credit to him.
That's pretty cool. I mean, the youngest head coach to be named champion, that's really, really cool. A testament to, you know, how great of a teacher he is, and just the intestinal fortitude of this football team. I mean, it may not seem like much from the outside in, but they've gone through a lot. The travel, the injuries, the in-game adjustments. I mean, to come out with this, you know, as division champs with a game remaining, exemplary.
Absolutely. So now we got to talk about Todd Gurley, because this Todd Gurley for MVP conversation has really started to pick up steam here. And I think it's just because he leads the league in four really key categories: yards from scrimmage, total touchdowns, rushing yards, and rushing touchdowns. So I'll ask you, is Todd Gurley the league MVP?
I think he should be. I mean, the only other guy out there that that is as important to his team's, you know, win-loss total and just winning on Sunday might be Tom Brady. Usually quarterbacks win this, but I mean, look, you've seen Todd Gurley in December and what he's done and how he's put this team on his back. Yeah, I mean, I think the story's great. I think he's earned it. I think he is the MVP. I think he should be the MVP. Now, on his own football team, I think number 99 might have something to say, but I think even Aaron Donald would say that's the MVP, that's the best football player in the National Football League this year.
Well, Aaron Donald did say that, actually. In fact, after Sunday's game, and it was fun just talking to all the different guys in the locker room, and to a man, they all mentioned that Gurley should be the MVP, and the play they continued to mention from that Tennessee game was the 80-yard touchdown that Gurley took in on a screen pass.
Well, we keep talking about this and how he's been erasing angles. I mean, professional safeties, guys that can run, have an angle, and then they don't. And somebody brought up a great point about Todd Gurley. I don't think the Rams know actually how fast he is. Remember, he was injured coming out of college, so you really couldn't test him, but I think we're getting an idea of how fast he is. Not just track speed, but actual football speed. You know, when a guy's behind you, and some great athletes that I played with, they used to say, like, how fast are you? I don't know. I'm just faster than the guy behind me. I think Todd Gurley is the same way, but if you clock him, he might be the fastest guy on this football team by a wide margin.
Well, now what we do know, DeMarco, is that the Rams are going to be taking on an opponent at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum over the January 6th, January 7th weekend. Don't know who they're going to play or what day they're going to play, but it's going to be exciting because it's going to be the first time the Rams host a team in the playoffs at the Coliseum since the 70s.
I mean, what fun for the fans. I mean, it's great for the players, great for the coaches, you know, great for everybody in this room, but the fans too. I mean, the fans that never lost hope or lost their love of the Rams when they moved to St. Louis, and now they're back. They come back for 2 years and you're back in the playoffs, so this is great for all involved. So let's hope that the Rams get through this next week with San Francisco healthy. Let's hope you go into the playoffs roaring like a championship football team. So this is going to be something special.
Well, I'm glad you brought up health of the team, because this is going to be something that I think comes up over the course of the week. Should the Rams rest their starters against the Niners?
Absolutely. No brainer. I mean, Jared Goff, I think you've seen your last regular season snap. Why would you start him against the 49ers? A game, I wouldn't say that doesn't mean much to you, but it doesn't do anything for your postseason, you know, hopes. Or you're already in the postseason at this point, and I think your position is locked. Todd Gurley, same thing. The one thing that could derail you at this point is injury. So San Francisco, they are playing great football with Jimmy Garoppolo at quarterback, but I think the Rams have bigger fish to fry than that rivalry. You know, give the backups a chance to play. Give the reserves a chance to go out there and start the game and see if they can finish. I mean, see what you have in certain guys for the future, but protect your present. Bench those guys immediately. That's what I would do.
Yeah, and I think that there's a good argument to definitely doing that, especially seeing what injuries can do around the league to all the different playoff contenders, including this own team with Greg Zuerlein being out.
No doubt. I mean, go back to a couple of years ago with Andy Dalton in Cincinnati. They're getting ready for a lengthy playoff run, and a fumble, he tries to make a tackle, hurts his hand, now he's out, and that derails Cincinnati. So, yeah, you protect the guys that you can protect. Now, some guys, you just don't have the numbers for. It's the NFL. Some guys are going to have to play, and you understand that. But for the most part, if you can and you have enough depth, protect your main guys.
All right. Well, it's going to be an exciting matchup against the San Francisco 49ers no matter what happens. Thanks for joining us here inside the Rams studio, connected by AT&T.